All right, folks, welcome to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And, guys, one of the ways that you get to the leadership positions in this company is by going to the big events. And if you were at Simulcast this past weekend in Dixon City, Pennsylvania, you missed probably the best power trip in Dixon City, Pennsylvania. You missed the best power trip ever. And, you know, you hear me say that every time we have a power trip, but they get better and better and better every single time. Relationships were built. We had, you know, people making contacts all over the country, and people were learning what they needed to do to explode their business. It was progressive. It was exciting. It was intimate. It was powerful. And I can tell you right now, you're going to hear success stories coming out of a power trip like you've never heard before. The people that attended this event are going to explode their businesses because they attended, they participated, and they were present to what was going on. I can't begin to tell you how important it is for you to go to these big events. Now, I'm not going to get on you tonight about it, but the next power trip, Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, registration is open. AmbitPowerTrip.com. If you attend a power trip, I don't even have to talk to you. But if you haven't attended power trip, I've got a suggestion for you. Go to your local meeting. Talk to somebody who was in Dixon City, Pennsylvania this past weekend. And if that doesn't convince you to go to power trip, if you're not interested in exploding your business, if you don't see a difference in these people that have attended this event, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Now, listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and it is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start, even after the big event. That's right. You still want to be on this call, and we do it every Sunday. Now, to keep you in touch with what's going on, go to topambitleaders.com. Register for Brian McClure's email, and if there's a change, like if we're going to cancel the call or we're going to do something because it's Christmas or because it's Easter or anything like that, you'll be able to get the email. But you have to sign up. You have to opt in to his email list. Go to topambitleaders.com if you haven't done so. And if you have, don't worry. It's only going to recognize your email one time, okay? Now, it's my pleasure to introduce to you our featured speaker for the evening, one of the major contributors to the success and the value of this past weekend. This gentleman poured his heart out starting at the Friday Leadership Breakfast, and then he talked again on Saturday. Really, just one of the most powerful speakers and one of the most powerful presentations that I've ever seen him do. And he did it all while he was in pain because he's committed to the business, and he's committed to making a difference for others. Guys, I'm going to get out of the way. Please welcome our number four income earner, top money producer, Thompson Leadership Award winner, Mr. Ray Monte. Ray, glad to have you with us.
Bear, thank you, and thanks for all you do and leading this call every week. You know, I'm honored and excited to be on here tonight. Brian and Betsy were flying back from Pennsylvania, so Brian was still on the plane and asked me to get on here, and it's always an honor to be able to speak to everybody out there in Ambit, especially after coming off a great event like yesterday. And I'm going to second the motion of what you said. I've been to quite a few power trips, and there was just something a little bit different about this one. And listen, they're always great. Brian and his staff always do a good job, and everybody that works so hard to put them together, they're always incredible events. But there was something a little bit different about this one, and I think a lot of it has to do with the anticipation and the timing of it. And so, you know, first thing I want to do is just recognize everybody who put it on, Bear. I know you had a big part of it. I know you put together a get-together for a lot of the leaders to socialize. And starting with the business presentation on Thursday night and the breakfast on Friday morning, and then Rick and Jen Ball put together the luncheon, and you put together the social hour. And then also Friday night, just hearing Chris and Jerry – and hearing what they were talking about, and then ending up with the training on yesterday. And, you know, it sure was great to hear Brian and have Betsy there and have them out there really excited about the future. And so it was a great event, and I thought that just everybody brought their A game. And I wasn't able to attend the business presentation on Thursday night. I was traveling. But I heard that that was off the charts. And then I, you know, got to hear Joey on Friday morning, and also Brian. And then the business presentation that I did with Mary and Brian again was great. And, you know, the speakers, you know, Richard and Miriam Wado, about to go national consultant, did a great job. Kim and Jim Mason, Kirk Horan, Tony Procopio, Tim Devine brought it, Philip Eckert. And if I'm missing anybody out, I apologize. But it was just great information after great information, the passion, the excitement. And, you know, guys, to me, the highlight was listening to Chris and Jerry. And I've been in this company now for over 9 years. And what I've learned in 20 years of network marketing is to watch the leaders of the company and watch what they're doing, watch their excitement and their enthusiasm, watch the owners, and they'll give you a pretty good indication of where you are in time and the history of that company. And the fact that Brian told everybody that he is going out and going back to work, the fact that Philip Eckert, these are guys that have both made, Brian's made over $30 million, and Philip's made over $20 million, $50 million between the two of them, and they're up here in November in Dixon City, Pennsylvania, and then Chris and Jerry coming up here. And, you know, we did our team call a little bit earlier, and Kirk Horan brought up a good point that really just sunk in with me. One of the questions that was asked to Jerry on Friday night was if they have an exit strategy, and his response was their strategy is to go and become a $6 billion company over the next 10 years. And, you know, that's exciting, because knowing Chris and Jerry the way that I know them, everything that they told me they were going to accomplish 9 years and 1 month ago when I was looking at this business, becoming a billion-dollar company, going over a million customers and doing all those things, they did. So why would I doubt them when they say that they're going to become a $6 billion company and that they just spent $20 million updating the infrastructure? That's not somebody that's looking for an exit strategy. That's somebody that's looking to go out there and break records and become one of the largest network marketing companies, not in just the United States, but in the world. So it's exciting to me. It's an exciting time to be in Ambit Energy. And, you know, I'm excited about the next power trip. I mean, after yesterday and this past weekend, I can't wait for the next one. So, you know, guys, Brian told me to make sure that everybody knows, and Bear did a great job. April 20th through 22nd down in Dallas, Texas, ambitpowertrip.com. You know, we had a lot of fun at the breakfast. I love doing and speaking with Joey and Brian and getting to share stories and talk about where we are. And the turnout for the breakfast was just unbelievable. I believe there was almost 900 people at Power Trip, which is incredible. But when I walked into the breakfast and looked at how many people were there, you know, I don't know the exact number, but there had to be 400 or 500 people. And so hopefully everybody got value. I know it sure was a pleasure to work with Brian and Joey Carter. And then, you know, the other thing that stuck out to me was there's definitely some camaraderie and unity and something going on pretty special here in Ambit. And, you know, that's something you normally see in the first couple of years. And so to still be seeing that with a 10-year-old company, and it's exciting. And Bear, one of the things that really struck me yesterday, yeah, I live 30 minutes from here, so it was a pretty easy drive for me to get to Dixon City. But it was amazing to see the people and where everybody was from. And, you know, I expected a good turnout from the Northeast. I knew we would have a whole lot of people from Pennsylvania and New York and New Jersey and Maryland and Connecticut and Delaware and Rhode Island and Mass and Maine and New Hampshire. And, you know, special shout out, I heard Mario Price on there. Man, you guys did a great job coming up from Maryland. I met a ton of people from Maryland, and so everybody that came up and Shantae McPhee and you know, the Maryland group, there was a lot of people from Maryland, so congratulations. But what was more exciting to me, and again, I don't want to take nothing away from anybody in the Northeast. Everybody did a great job. There was people there and leadership from every state up here in the Northeast. And what was exciting was to see people here from Ohio, and quite a few people here from Ohio and Indiana. And then, you know, a whole crew from Illinois. Great job, Illinois, as well. And, you know, I got to meet some great guys that came in from Michigan. And there was people there from Kentucky. And there was a bunch of people who came in from Virginia. So congratulations. And also, of course, Texas and California, there was a bunch of people from, and a couple other states. And so what's so exciting to me is I remember 9 years ago, I remember going to Power Trip 8 years ago when it was Brian and Carlos Marin, and I remember going there, and there was basically people from Texas, New York, and maybe one other state. That was before Illinois ever opened. And so the fact that we're seeing people from so many states representing right now, it's an exciting time to be in Ambit Energy. And, you know, guys, we know we're going to see more expansion. And, you know, Bear, I want to talk about November 8th. I want to talk about the election and not the presidential election. I want to talk about what took place out in Nevada, that almost 75% of the population out there voted for deregulation of electricity. And, you know, so the state of Nevada is now facing deregulation of electricity, which is exciting. I don't know all the details. I don't know exactly how it's going to roll out or lay out, but I know this. When we did a conference call right after Ambition, Chris talked about the vote on November 8th and the fact that almost 75% of people voted for deregulation of electricity in Nevada is a big, big, big thing. And, you know, can you imagine maybe a year or 2 years from now getting paid a residual income on people's electricity bills in Las Vegas in July and August? And, you know, that's exciting. And when Chris said that if Nevada deregulates, you can probably expect to see Arizona and possibly California deregulate for electricity, you know, the future of this company is extremely exciting. And then when we talk about international expansion, and we know that we're probably going to see some of that this coming year, and that at Simulcast, we're going to see the biggest announcement in the history of this company. You know, to me, as somebody who's been here for 9 years and been here for the majority of the growth of this company and has made over $10 million and seen the success of so many other people, knowing that Chris and Jerry have a plan in place for the next 10 years to grow out to $6 billion with expansion within the United States, outside the United States, it's a pretty amazing time to be part of this company. And, you know, guys, I told my story yesterday. December 1st will be my 20-year anniversary in network marketing. And the first 11 years were filled with heartbreak. You know, wrong company, wrong upline, wrong service, company being bought and sold, upline leaving for other deals, you name it, I saw it. And so when I was getting ready to get involved in Ambit, I wanted to make sure that this was going to be the one. I always was told the right place and the right time, but unfortunately, that's not what I saw. So when I was looking at Ambit, when Brian had me meet with Chris and Jerry on three separate occasions, twice I flew down to Texas, I wanted to make sure this one was going to be special. I wanted to make sure that this was the big one. I wanted to make sure that this was the last one. I wanted to make sure that if I went out there and put my head down and went to work for a period of time, that I could create financial freedom for me and my family moving forward, but more importantly, help a whole lot of other people, whether it was getting free electricity and making $500 or $1,000 a month, or people like John Haas or Kirk Coran or Tim Olinger or Richard and Mary and the Masons, and I can go on and on and on and on, people that have become multimillionaires from this company. And guys, we're just getting started, you know, which is so exciting to me. You know, when you know where you are and all you've got to do is to continue to go out there and do the things that have made you successful over and over and over, and Chris and Jerry are going to add more states and more countries, and it's just a great time to be part of this company. Hopefully you can hear the excitement in my voice coming through the phone, and this is from somebody who is financially free from Ambit. I don't need to work this business anymore. I do it because I love what I do. I feel that I need to go out there and pay back Ambit in some way for what they've done for me and my family. And I love watching people become successful. I've got the greatest opportunity out there. You know, where else can you become a multimillionaire by helping other people become successful with great leadership like Chris and Jerry, and I'm blessed to have an upline like Brian and Betsy. So, Bear, I am extremely excited, and I want to kind of go back and talk about something else, too. And the last time I was on the call a couple weeks ago, we kind of laid out a schedule for the next, I think it was about 90 days. And, you know, guys, we are 62 days out from Simulcast 2017. And it sounds like a long time, but that's a little bit less than 9 weeks. And guys, if you go back 9 weeks, we were just finishing up Ambition, so that goes by real quick. You know, and what I can tell you is over the next 9 weeks, you've got Thanksgiving, you've got Hanukkah, you've got Christmas, and you've got New Year's. So you've got a lot of holidays in between. And to me, the holidays seem to go quicker and quicker as I get older and older. And so I know I'm going to wake up here real soon, and it's going to be showtime. It's going to be January 14th, and I'm going to be in Hartford, Connecticut. And so I want to kind of talk to you about the simulcast and taking advantage of it. You know, we've got two live venues. We've got Hartford, Connecticut, and we've got Austin, Texas, and there's no reason that both of these venues shouldn't be sold out here in the next couple weeks. I believe that Hartford holds around 3,000. I'm not 100% sure of Austin. I'm going to assume it's somewhere around the same number. And guys, I got to tell you, after over 800 or 900 people at Power Trip, that these venues are going to sell out quickly. And listen, I get it. Some people can't get to Hartford because they live in other places and Texas. And so you're going to be doing your watch parties, and that's okay. And there's going to be some people who are going to be streaming it live at home, and that's okay too. But guys, as a fan of a team, and you know, I happen to be a Miami Dolphins fan, it's been a long time since we won a Super Bowl, but I am excited that we won four in a row, and I'm excited about that. And you know, to me, if I have the opportunity and it's on my bucket list to go watch my Dolphins win the Super Bowl, do I want to do it in my living room with 10 people, or do I want to be at a major arena with 100,000 people and half of them rooting for the Dolphins? And you know the answer. So I'm going to encourage you to do whatever you've got to do to get to one of the live events. And if you can't get to one of the live events, I'm also going to encourage you to get to one of the watch parties. And then the last thing is, if you can't get to either of those, maybe because you live in an area where there's nothing going on yet, which isn't a bad thing, or maybe because of a job or a wedding or something that pops up, a family obligation, then I would definitely recommend that you stream it live, but don't miss this thing. And, you know, guys, the biggest month I ever had was in February of 2015. You know, well over $250,000 in a month. And the reason that my income was so high that month was because in January, we worked so hard as a team to get so many people registered for simulcast. We had thousands of people who went to simulcast, and many individuals on my team had their biggest month. And I know for a fact that Brian McClure had his biggest month, and it was because of the excitement, the enthusiasm that came out of that big event. And see, what's nice about the simulcast is, unlike Ambition, there's going to be multiple places to watch it. There's going to be multiple watch parties. You're going to be able to stream it live on the internet. And so there's really no reason for everybody in Ambit who's somewhat serious about this business not to be registered and going to one of the live parties or in person at one of the big venues, or worst case scenario, streaming it live. And so I would highly recommend you take advantage of the next 62 days. I know what I'm going to be doing. Everybody that I talk to, every three-way call that I do, every time somebody texts me and asks me, can I do a three-way call, I write back, yes. Are you registered for simulcast? And if they're not, and listen, if it's somebody that's in 2 weeks, I get it. I'm not going to hold them to it. But if it's in somebody that's in over 60 days or 90 days or longer than that, why would you not be registered for something when the co-founder of our company, who happens to be pretty conservative on what he says, I mean, Jerry and Chris are not big bragging people. They don't go out there and brag. I mean, they have every right to what based on what they've accomplished, but they don't. And so when they publicly come out and say that the biggest announcement in the history of our company is going to be announced, why would you not be registered for that? Why would you not want to be there live? And guys, you can bet your bottom dollar that Austin, Texas, and that Hartford, Connecticut, they're going to sell out. And they're going to sell out here over the next couple weeks because people are starting to realize there's something special going on here. And, you know, I feel bad for people that are going to call me on January 2nd and say, hey, I've got three new people and we want to go to Hartford, Connecticut. Well, they're sold out. What do you mean? Yeah, they're sold out. We've been telling you for weeks that they're going to sell out. You need to take advantage of this. And the same thing's going to have Austin, Texas. And so, guys, I'm going to encourage you that you should be talking to everybody you can. You know, Bear, one of the things I love about this call, and one of the great things that you do, is you've got people talking about simulcast. And when simulcast is over, you start talking about Ambition. And, you know, as an Ambit family, we need to be doing that. We want the new people, when they got on a call, to say, say, why are all these people talking about the simulcast? And then you simply explain to them, well, it's going to be the biggest announcement in the history of our company, and if you're serious, you need to be there. You know, when we read off our promotions for our team call, we always mention, is this person registered for simulcast? And we had a whole bunch of brand new regional consultants, and one of the things that was so exciting to me was, I believe 9 out of 10 of the new consultants, regional consultants, are all registered for simulcast. And, you know, people are starting to get it, and do not let this one pass you by. See, magic happens at simulcast. The more people that you have there, the more people that leave there that are all fired up, that are all excited, that have the opportunity to take advantage of some of the new markets they're going to open up. Plus, we know for a fact there's always a promotion only for attendees. So if you're serious about this business for $50, why would you not be there? And if you tell me it's about the money, well, guys, they're going to run a promotion that's probably going to allow you to double your money and make your investment back really quick just because you went there. So it is a great, great time to be in Ambit Energy. You know, we are coming into the holiday season, and I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year, and hopefully I'll get to be on these calls again before the end of the new year. But one of the things that I know I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be talking to everybody I possibly can about simulcast, 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 and more simulcast. Why? You know, I stole John Haas's line yesterday. And John says it best, to know and not to do is not to know. And so everybody who's on this call tonight now knows that the biggest announcement in the history of this company is coming in 62 days. And there'll be people who get off this call and they kind of just, you know, brush over it. And, you know, the week of, they make up a couple phone calls and they might get one or two people and they'll go. And hopefully something good will happen. But there's going to be other people on this call that they're going to go through the organization and see who's not registered. And they're going to three-way in some of their upline leaders to get them on. They're going to play this call for them. And they're going to talk to every brand new consultant about creating urgency and getting registered. And those people are the big winners. The reason that I made over $250,000 in February of 2015 is I had a whole bunch of people, including myself, doing three-way call, doing conference call, doing all kinds of things to get people excited to get registered and go to simulcast. And guys, this one's going to be no different. You know, we added over 2,000 people registered in a couple weeks back then. We've got 9 weeks till this event, and everybody on here now knows what's coming. We don't know the particulars of it, but we know there's going to be something big. We know there's going to be attendee-only announcements. We know there's going to be new markets, and there's something that's going to change the face of Ambit Energy, and in my opinion, network marketing. So, you know, Bear, I appreciate you having me on here tonight. I am blessed to be part of this incredible company and be sponsored by such an incredible couple like Brian and Betsy McClure and call you a friend. And it's just a great, great time to be in Ambit Energy. This is the big one. And I would tell anybody who's listening this, if you don't go out there and put your head down and put some effort in this thing over the next 62 days, you should take out a pen and paper and write an apology letter for your grandkids. Because this is going to be big. This is going to be something we're going to be talking about when Chris makes this announcement, and you want to be part of it.
Well, Ray, let me ask you a question. You know, and I really want to single you out for just a moment. You and Jim Mason as well. Jim Mason was at the event this past weekend, and he's about to have surgery on his back and neck. Actually, tomorrow he's scheduled for surgery. And then you were dealing with some issues with your hip. That were very obvious that you were fighting some pain and dealing with that. And yet you two guys were at Power Trip this past weekend. You guys know something about what's coming up. What made you determined to be there in the midst of the pain that you were in and dealing with all the stuff that you were dealing with?
You know, Bear, I'm getting a hip replacement surgery on December 5th, and I'm looking forward to it, and I appreciate all the prayers and comments. But, you know, listen, there's a lot of people in our country who are a lot worse off than I am, and so I'll get through that. And, you know, the reason I was there and the reason that Jim was there, and, you know, keep Jim in our prayers and Kim tomorrow, and also Rick Vall. I mean, I don't know if anybody knows this, but Rick Vall is getting his gallbladder removed tomorrow, too. And so Rick and Jen Vall, who put the luncheon together and was out there with his incredible team, you know, the reason we're out there is you don't want to miss it. When things are good, You know, listen, if things were bad and the growth was over and Ambit and we were moving in the wrong direction and we had owners that didn't care about it, it would have been very easy for me to stay home yesterday, laid on my couch and watch college football. But this is the big one. This is like being a Cubs fan right now. Why would you not want to be part of Ambit Energy? So, you know, when you know that something's pretty special and you have the opportunity to be part of it, you kind of suck it up. Now, guys, I don't want you to think that you have to have injuries or health issues to be a top Ambit Energy leader. That's not the case. These are kind of things you deal with in life. But, you know, I got home last night, Bear, and spent some time with some great people, Brian, and I was in a lot of pain last night. I don't know if anybody's ever had bone on bone in their hip. And, you know, to be honest with you, I was joking with Brian the other night that everything I do, I learned from him, including I'm going to need a stool to sit up there, a bar stool. And I got so excited yesterday. I spoke for 45 minutes. And to be honest with you, I didn't know if I was going to be able to stand for 5 minutes, but I got so fired up, the adrenaline from the people there and hearing Chris and Jerry and all the other incredible leaders, that it kind of just blocked out the pain for a while. I mean, this is that good. This is going to be that big. And Jim did a great job, too, considering that he's going to have some major neck surgery tomorrow. I just think people are excited about what we've got. And, you know, again, if there was 300 unmotivated people and our co-founders showed up and they weren't really excited, and Brian and Betsy, who made over $30 million, weren't ready to go back to work, it would have been easy to pack it in. And, you know, Bear, let's take it a step further. You know, I've got a gentleman on my team. He's 29 years old. He lives up in Berlin, New Hampshire, which is way up in northern New Hampshire. He's in the military. He's got two kids. And this guy was supposed to come down to Power Trip with a couple of consultants on his team, and the consultants packed it in. They decided not to come, which, you know, I get it for new consultants, but it's always frustrating. And so Nick started to drive down here by himself, almost a 9-hour ride, and 2 hours into it, his car broke down. And so I figured that was it. I get it. Don't come down. But his wife actually drove down 2 hours with his mother-in-law's car, and he got back on the road and showed up Friday night about 10:30 in my house and sat through it yesterday and drove home today. And guys, that's commitment. So when I see somebody like that do that and he's just getting going, why would I not want to be there? I mean, why would I not want to be part of something so special that is just blessed? And then, you know, it's just a great time to be in Ambit. And with all that said, listen, it's still work. It's still not easy. It's still not always fun, but it's so worth it. And Bear, what I appreciate so much is, you know, 11 years in two network marketing companies, it was always the wrong time for me. And I used to always wonder, because I always considered myself lucky. I considered myself highly blessed. And I always wondered why things didn't work out those first 11 years with the two companies I was with. In fact, most of my network marketing career was heartbreaking. When I look back now, I believe that God was preparing me for when the big one came along. He was humbling me. He was making me appreciate people around me. He was teaching me how to build a business and how to find the right people, and also being able to be blessed with a sponsor like Brian and Betsy, and also recognize just what incredible people Jerry and Chris and Carolyn and Leslie and John and Faith and Daryl and Eric and Alan Macos and, you know, the whole crew and what we've got here. So I am excited. This is a great time. I mean, I pinched myself to think I am where I am with the people that I get to partner up with, the company and the sponsor that I have. It just doesn't get any better than this. But with that said, you still have to take action. You're still going to have people that think this won't work, and you're still going to have people that quit the business, and that's part of the business. But there's enough people out there that see what we see, that if you just share the story with the company that we're with, that's going from $1.5 billion over the next 10 years to $6 billion, that's getting ready to expand more and expand internationally for $100, you make your money back by getting a couple customers, and you just share it with enough people until you find the right people. Listen, I believe that with the announcement that they're going to make on January 14th, there's going to be 20, 30, 40, 50 new millionaires creating this company in a short period of time. So I am excited, and I do appreciate you having me on here, and I appreciate who you are, too. I know you love this company, and I know how hard you work, and, you know, I know it's not easy to be someplace every Sunday night, year after year after year after year after year. You know, I know things come up in your family. I know there's always health issues. You get a cold, but you do it, so I appreciate who you are.
Well, I thank you for that. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to record tonight's call, And I actually forgot to do it because I walked in at like 16 minutes before the hour, and I'm supposed to start the call at 15 minutes before the hour. My wife came down to say hello after the call had started because I just walked in the door. And I do it because I love it too. I do it because I'm really passionate about it. This business and the people in this business are such a great contribution to those of us who are consultants. We become friends with them. You know, being able to hang out during the event, after hours, with Mary and Richard Amredo, with Jay Emma, with so many other people that we get to mix and mingle with. To do that little mixer that we did where you get to hang out with some of the top income earners and take selfies and ask questions. It's about the people, and I enjoy it, so I really appreciate that acknowledgement. Hey, Ray, listen, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you on this call. You're one of my favorite speakers. You light me up. You fire me up every time I listen to you. We listen to you from Scranton all the way to Philadelphia on the way back to the airport. We were listening to a recording of what you were saying yesterday. So just thank you for being the contribution that you're being and pouring into us. And it makes a huge difference. And I'm looking forward to not only some of the success stories that are going to come out of PowerTrip, but the success stories that are going to come out of Simulcast, because we're all going to be there. And I'm looking forward to that.
Bear, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in case I don't talk to you. And I look forward to seeing you up in New Hampshire, my friend.
Okay, folks, listen, I'm going to open up the lines, but let me just say this to you. Next week, when we start the call, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell me that you're going to Hartford. Tell me that you're going to Austin. Tell me that you're going to a watch party, or tell me that you're going to stream it live. Those are your four options. And if you're not registered for Simulcast next week, don't introduce yourself. Save the space and the time for those people who are registered. We want to know how you're going to see Simulcast on January 14th, 2017. I'm going to open up the line. You get to say thanks to Ray yourself. Guys, have a great week. Let's get after it. Here we go.